We want to welcome all of you to our Christmas Eve service tonight. Thank you for coming out on what is a nasty night, and yet how appropriate for us to be reminded of what Jesus did for us and how desperately we need him to do it again soon. Just a note, we will be doing a candle lighting thing. If you had grabbed one for your family, they're on that back table there. We'll do that later in the service, but go ahead and grab one now if you'd like to participate in that. Our call tonight is from Psalm 2. Psalm 1 is the introduction to all the Psalms, and it sets the tone between the difference between abiding and thriving and not abiding and being but chaff blown away by the wind. But Psalm 2 is the introduction to the world that the Psalms are set in. And at its heart is the king, and the enmity that there is towards our king, the king, in this world. Hear what the Lord says. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heaven laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree the Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O king, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. And that's what we do tonight. We take refuge in our King, even as we give ourselves to him, because he's given himself for us. And despite circumstances, despite the enmity in this world, Jesus reigns. And that's what we're reminded of tonight. But Jesus' reign is not what we would expect it. John tells us the true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own and his own did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And from his fullness we all have received grace upon grace. The law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. Jesus, the light of the world, has made him known. Let us stand together and celebrate him with joy to the world as printed in your bulletin. Precious gift of the Son, the King you have anointed to sit on your throne, one who is our Savior and Lord. Even now, would you help us to see him in his glory, that he is the light? Would you illuminate and apply your word to our hearts and minds? Would you help us to give ourselves to him, our King? In his name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Colossians 1 paints this broad picture of the work of our King. Hear the word of the Lord. For God the Father has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He's the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything He might be preeminent. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of the cross. He is the preeminent one. And yet, we read the rebuke of the king from Jeremiah chapter 2. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all clans of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, What wrong did your fathers find in me that they went far from me, and went after worthlessness, and became worthless? They did not say, Where is the Lord who brought us up from the land of Egypt, who led us in the wilderness and the land of deserts and pits, and a land of drought and deep darkness, and a land none passes through where no man dwells? I brought you into a plentiful land to enjoy its fruits and its good things. When you came in, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priest did not say, Where is Yahweh? Those who handle the law did not know me. The shepherds transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after things that do not profit. Therefore, I still contend with you, declares the Lord, and with your children's children I will contend. For cross to the coast of Cyprus and see, or send to Kedar and examine with care. See if there has been such a thing. Has a nation changed its gods, even though they are no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. Be appalled, O heavens, at this. Be shocked. Be utterly desolate, declares the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Let's respond to that with hymn 193 as printed in your bulletin. Isaiah 55 sets before us the invitation of our King. I would invite you to read responsively along with me. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price.
Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy?
Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David.
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts.
Let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
And together,
for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I send it.
There's nothing more profound than the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Creator of all things, the sustainer of all things. He became a baby in the womb of the Virgin Mary and was born in a stable. Let us hear that story. In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angel went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, for they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. Can you imagine those angels showing up, filling the heavens with the heavenly song of praise, and then rushing to Bethlehem to find a stable and just an everyday baby? And yet, the Holy Spirit was at work. For they saw and they believed and they celebrated. God's ways are not our ways. They are so much better. Let us celebrate that with hymn number 203. Let's stand as we sing, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
Reconciled, joyful all ye nations, rise, joy.
God's ways indeed are not our ways, and our King came to serve. 1 Matthew 20, verses 25 through 28. Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you. Whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many," which is what he did, John 19. They took Jesus and went out, bearing his own cross to the place called the Place of the Skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, with him two others, one on either side, Jesus between them. Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this inscription, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Aramaic, in Latin, and in Greek. So the chief priest of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write 'the King of the Jews,' but rather 'this man said, I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." The Holy Spirit speaks through those whom he would to honor the King of Kings. Our King did not remain dead, but being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We're here to do that today, and it's our high privilege to encourage others to do the same. Let's do that through song. So we sing number 218, printed again in your bulletin.
Seek
As Americans, we don't get the idea of kingship very well. We live in a society where everyone gets to decide truth for themselves. Or at least, that's the argument. The reality of that always falls short. And there are always consequences. And so the essence of acknowledging Jesus as King is, are you keeping your eyes on Him? Are you looking to Him all the time for who He would have you be? What He would have you do? What He would have you say? That's what we mean when we say King or Lord or Master. Or at least that's what it should be. The history of the church, unfortunately, is we don't keep our eyes on Him as well or as often as we should. Let us hear that call to what your Lord would call you to be and to do. Jesus said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Dying to self, asking what work He has for you this day. That's the essence of knowing Him as Lord. And we know Him as Lord because of who He is. And Isaiah just paints that wonderful picture. To us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon His shoulder. And His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of His government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over His kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. May we see Him and believe in Him and trust and follow Him.
Wonderful and wise in counsel, forever mighty God. Your precious Father, everlasting, blessed Prince of Peace. Glory to God. Thank you.
The Apostle John, somewhere in his 90s, was given a vision of what is. And what he saw already is that Jesus is King, and that he rules over all things for the sake of his church, and that all the saints who have gone before and who have already died are gathered there before his throne, covered by the blood, under the altar, welcome and free, glorifying and enjoying him, but longing for the day of what soon will be. John was given that vision as well, and he shares that with us here in Revelation 21. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death shall be no more. Neither shall be there mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more. For the former things have passed away." And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." And he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the springs of the water of life without payment. And the one who conquers will have this heritage. I will be his God, and he will be my son." John, having seen what is and what would be, just cries out, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come." And our final hymn is just an invitation to that. It's not looking back, it's looking forward. Oh come, God with us. I'm going to invite you to stand, and as we do so, Lynn and I are going to come through and pass candlelight to you. If you're interested in being part of that, I would invite you to join with us as we sing, and then I'll lower the lights and we'll hear God's final word.
Oh, God.
King, the light of the world, says to you, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. As you go forth, would you obey your King? Would you reflect his light to all who would see? Praying for his blessing, being faithful to his call, trusting in his provision. Receive even now his blessing. Lift your hands. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Amen. Gary, great to see you. God bless and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Good service.
Thank you. David, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Did you survive your first semester?
Yes, clearly.
Clearly?